Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Reminders are always good. We use various ways and means to help us remember where we need to be and at what time. Many messages come in from our doctors and other businesses reminding us of appointments that we need to keep. Most of us use a calendar or our cell phone to pull up what we have scheduled and set a reminder or an alarm so we will not forget it. In the church bulletins that I edit each week, I have reminders for our people, those who are on our prayer list, meetings that we have scheduled, ministry opportunities that are coming up. Forgetting even the least of things can be very frustrating to us. We do what we can, so nothing escapes our minds. Jesus left a memorial feast for his disciples to share in each Sunday. At the beginning of every week, we have a reminder of the gift of God. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." I've sure needed that reminder, because wedged between my Sundays is life. To help me live and be and do all that I know God wants of me, in spite of myself and in the unjust world that I live in, the communion service is a reminder that sustains me. Remembering Him makes a difference. We hope you will continue to share in this edition of Moments of Inspiration.
Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, strength from day to day. There's no other we can turn to who can help us face another day. Gentle Shepherd, come and meet us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, strength from day to day. There's no other we can turn to who can help us face another day. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way.
One great tragedy for the Israelite people who lived in Egypt was that the new Pharaoh did not remember the things that Joseph had done before and during the drought. The land of Goshen, a place of refuge for God's people, became a slave camp. For the Israelites, this became a very serious burden to carry. Instead of being a favored people, treated as honored guests in the land, they were forced to make bricks and to build cities for the Egyptian rulers. God freed Israel from this heavy burden of the taskmasters through the work of his servant Moses. While giving freedom to Israel, the Egyptians faced destruction and death all over their land. It would have been a good thing for the rulers of Egypt to have remembered the kindnesses of Joseph. Another biblical example of forgetting kindnesses is found in the Old Testament history of King Joash. He was saved from death when he was just an infant. He was guarded around the clock for 6 years, and he was established as the king over Judah at the age of 7. He received wise counsel for many, many years from the one who had cared for him, saved him, protected him, and had led the people to follow him as their king. Joash was greatly blessed by the chief priest Jehoiada. After Jehoiada's death, Joash received some not-so-wise counsel from others. When Jehoiada's son, Zechariah, came with God's word to the people, this king, Joash, gave orders for him to be stoned to death. Let's read a small portion of this biblical history. After the death of Jehoiada, the officials of Judah came and paid homage to the king, and he listened to them. They abandoned the temple of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and worshipped Asherah poles and idols. Because of their guilt, God's anger came upon Judah and Jerusalem. Although the Lord sent prophets to bring them back to him, and though they testified against them, they would not listen. Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, son of Jehoiada, the priest. He stood before the people and said, "This is what God says. Why do you disobey the Lord's commands? You will not prosper. Because you have forsaken the Lord, he has forsaken you." But they plotted against him, and by order of the king, they stoned him to death in the courtyard of the Lord's temple. King Joash did not remember the kindness Zechariah's father Jehoiada had shown him, but killed his son. Well, this is found in 2 Chronicles 24:17-22. It cost Joash his throne and his life, and it cost the people of Judah riches and defeat. It would have been good had the king remembered all those kindnesses. To read the whole account from the Bible, you might read from 2 Kings 11:12 or 2 Chronicles 24. It is possible to forget the great kindness of our Heavenly Father in sending Jesus to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. If we exercise our faith and grow in all the Christ-like virtues, then we keep afresh the Lord in our lives. However, if we stop growing spiritually and we fail to add to our faith, then we can find ourselves being forgetful of what God has done. 2 Peter chapter 1 says, "Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins." Well, I cannot think of anything more serious in life, in the life of a disciple, that is, than to forget the cleansing power of Christ's blood upon our souls. All our hope rests upon what God the Father has done through Jesus his Son. To forget that cleansing is to be irreverent as it possibly can get to the Father who let his Son die on our behalf. I find the following advice from James very helpful. James wrote in his first chapter of his book, Verses 19-25, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do it, what it says, is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. The practice of our faith is absolutely essential to its bearing fruit for the Lord. Putting into our daily walk the ways of our God keeps us from forgetting what is important. We will certainly not be forgetting the greatest of all gifts ever done for us, that is, in the sending of Jesus to this earth to take our place and to pay our debt of sin. We will do what the Bible says, that is, behold the kindness of the Lord.
To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. Be blessing and honor and glory and power. Blessing and honor and glory and power forever. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Blessing and honor and glory and power forever. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strange.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.